Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Vince McMahon, loudest and angriest ever. Was Charlotte and Nia Jax a shoot or what? And CM Punk solves the mystery of the cryptic trainers. For Wednesday, September the 1st, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Stop the match, stop the match. Get the hell out of my ring. Out. Get the hell out.
Seen that before.
Right about now, there's somebody back in the locker room area who is sweating. He is sweating profusely. Because he's wondering, what am I gonna do? He's wondering, what's it gonna be like when he stands in the presence of Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Vince McMahon in full flight during an episode of Monday Night Raw from quite a few years back, that one. It's something now that he is only doing behind the scenes. Now, the story of the Raw script being ripped up hours before is a tune that we've played many times on the news podcast and on our news videos on YouTube. This one hits a little different, though. This comes from PW Insider, and they say the following. Yesterday being Monday night, one of the longest days in a long time for WWE's creative team. This is according to several sources. PWInsider.com was told by several that Vince McMahon, extremely unhappy with the original plans for Monday Night Raw, ripped up the script several times, including the original plans and then the initial rewrite. We are told that McMahon then began pitching new ideas and requesting new ideas, some of which we are told were good and others not so good. But he rejected everything pitched to him before decreeing the new plans for last night's episode. Last night, of course, as I say, being Monday night. Until 6 p.m. Eastern, there was no official direction or plan for that episode of Monday Night Raw. One source who went through the process described it as, quote, the loudest and angriest they'd ever seen McMahon on a show day. There is something up with Vince McMahon at the moment. His birthday has just come round. Don't know whether he gets funny about birthdays. I can imagine that Vince McMahon can get funny about birthdays. It could just be that. A notable absence from Monday Night Raw was Alexa Bliss. She had put on Twitter, when asked about it, that she was indeed in attendance for Monday Night Raw, and there were plans for her. However, WrestlingNews.co have said that those plans were ripped up by Vince McMahon, and she was consequently left off the show. The plans were going to be to continue towards a possible match, maybe for Extreme Rules, between Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss. But Charlotte Flair had a slightly different night on Monday night.
Jax just, oh, it must have got an adrenaline dump there. Just, oh, look at this. This is getting ugly. Not, look at this. No effect. No effect whatsoever. Charlotte Flair does not have an answer for Nia. Nia's going to maul the queen.
It is not pretty. These are two ladies who absolutely cannot stand each other.
I think Charlotte might get her shoulder broken here. Nia.
A lot of pressure on her right now.
Oh!
So, yeah, that happened. You will have heard the conversations about that match on the news video yesterday and read about it at cultaholic.com. PW Insider gave us a few more details about the Charlotte Flair, Nia Jax, in quote marks, shoot fight. PW Insider say it was exactly what it appeared to be, a match that went awry and led to some legitimate moments where real slaps and punches were lobbed after there was some sort of breakdown in communication. Briefly, there was a legitimate confrontation inside the ring. By the end of the match, Jax and Flair were back on the same page and the finish went as originally booked. For those who have asked, we are told there was no issue backstage after the match between the two. Many sources are suggesting this will lead to a rematch at Extreme Rules, possibly moving Alexa Bliss out of that picture. And because of the sheer nature of the violence towards it and the conversation around it, they may end up taking it to Extreme Rules instead of their original plans. It was a tough match to watch. I know things seem fine between the two now, but that was rough. That was a rough night for all involved. On three occasions, I winced as Nia Jax dropped Charlotte Flair at one point. So I kind of get why Charlotte Flair might have been mad.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Miz was a notable absence from Monday Night Raw as well. PW Insider saying that Miz was slated to wrestle John Morrison but wasn't backstage at any point on Monday. No word as to why he missed the taping, but of course, when we know more about it, we'll let you know more at cultaholic.com. Asuka's absence from WWE seems to have been explained in a photo on her official Twitter. She was celebrating finally getting new teeth. She had her teeth knocked out 6 months ago on Raw, and she's had some dental work done. There's a lovely photo of Asuka with her dentist who did the surgery. And she's wearing a sling on her left arm. Her arm is all slung up. Might explain why she hasn't been wrestling. A report did the rounds that said that creative had nothing for her, but we can now see it's not to do with creative. Could be to do with the fact that her arm is currently in a sling. I don't know. Trademark news. So WWE filed a trademark for the name Von Wagner, and everybody went, that's Volta's new name on WWE. That's terrifying. We can confirm that is not the case, as performance-centered trainee Cal Bloom has changed his Twitter handle to Von Wagner, which is a misspelling of Von Wagner. You need an extra O in there. But it's definitely not Volta's new name for you. Also, WWE filed to trademark the term Queen's Crown Tournament, adding more to the discussion that a Queen of the Ring is set to get underway, culminating at Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia. AEW have confirmed on Dark yesterday that Kira Hogan is the latest name being added to the Casino Battle Royale. Also included in that match, Jade Cargill, Hikaru Shida, Amy Sakura, Thunder Rosa, Tay Conti, Julia Hart, Big Swole, The Bunny, Red Velvet, Penelope Ford, Nyla Rose, and Diamante. Lots of love for Kira Hogan on Twitter being added to this match. I genuinely think there is a star in Kira Hogan that will be made. On his Instagram, former Ring of Honor champion Roosh has announced he has undergone surgery. Further details will be provided at a press conference tomorrow. ROH last week revealed that Roosh suffered an injury at night two of Glory by Honor. We don't know the exact details of the injury, but we hope he gets well and makes a full and speedy recovery. Ric Flair has been speaking on Rene Paquette's podcast. Now, he dropped the hint at NWA 73 that he was going to be having drinks with Tony Khan on Thursday, suggesting that he may be along to do some stuff for AEW soon enough. In the podcast with Rene Paquette, Ric Flair confirmed that he's going to be in Chicago with his son-in-law, Andrade El Idolo, for the All Out pay-per-view. Will we see Andrade bring Ric Flair out to be in his corner like he did at Triple Mania? It looks like we could be seeing a Ric Flair AEW debut on Sunday. And the mystery of the cryptic trainers has been solved by CM Punk. You may have noticed that CM Punk has had some initials written on his trainers when he's been out for promos in AEW. He had AC on the one night on the shoe, CF on the other shoe. CM Punk answered the question of what these mean in the New York Post. He said, "I stole this from LeBron James. A lot of basketball players will write messages on their shoes and stuff. I wrote AC on my shoes and CF on the other foot. AC is always Chicago and CF is Chicago forever." Case closed. Or is it? It could be a double bluff or a red herring. Let's just close that case. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, check out a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps featuring former Pro Wrestling Eve champion Charlie Morgan. Charlie shocked the world on Friday night when she made her return to Pro Wrestling Eve at Wrestle Queendom 4. For the very first time, Charlie has opened up about the injury that forced her into retirement, talks about plans going forward, and of course picks three wrestling matches that she would watch while stranded on a desert island. Would you like a second episode of Desert Island Graps this week? Would you? Okay, cool. Because you've been good. How about later today we drop another one on you? This time featuring star of AEW Dark, Impact Wrestling, and as of Saturday night, the National Wrestling Alliance. She was featured in the main event of NWA Empower. I am talking about Russian Dynamite Masha Slamovich. I'm in conversation with Masha later today, not only asking what three wrestling matches she would watch while stranded on a desert island, but she talks about her journey through wrestling, living between Russia and New York, how her training went when she got underway in Japan, and how she was given her tryouts for AEW and Impact with mere hours' notice.
They didn't tell me that they wanted me back for the second day. At 4:30 on a Friday, I was almost ready to leave to my show, which was in New Jersey. And I get a call and they're like, "Hey, your match is at 6:45. And I'm like, "What match?" I had to just book it. Thankfully, the Melrose Ballroom is 30 minutes from where I live. And I just ran in the building, got in gear, and pretty much went out to the ring.
That is on the podcast feed a little later on today. Desert Island Graps featuring Masha Slamovich. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. It is all about the footy today as Ross is here from 1 p.m. with some FIFA-licious. And from 6 p.m. British summertime, it is Jack and Owen with Cultaholic FC's fate, very fate, in their hands for a bit of Football Manager. I've seen some wonderful photos of the Cultaholic FC kits arriving to you and the beautiful Panini stickers that you are getting with them as well. They're not officially Panini, they're Panini style stickers. You'll see what I mean when you get them. If you want to get yours, go to cultaholicshop.com. YouTube.com/cultaholic. Check out 10 shocking wrestling unmasking moments. There are times when the veil has been removed and it has shocked the world. There have been times where the veil has been removed and it's confused the world. We'll count down the best 10 and the mixed 10 a little later on today at youtube.com/cultaholic. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.